This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Bear, Chris Felica going to join us momentarily here, talking a whole host of things. NHL, Euros, college football. So the Bear coming up momentarily. Rick, just let us know.
Euro right now. Yeah.
I'm sure that he is, because he tweeted out all his plays yesterday. All right, and he's with us now, so we'll get to the Bear in just a second. Just want to remind everyone, next hour, we're going to talk some National Football League, including whether or not the Philadelphia Eagles can go over their win total, 6.5 for next season. I've got a couple interesting takes on that. I know Ken does as well, so we'll talk Philadelphia Eagles next hour. We're going to give you our golf bets next hour as well, including the return of our old DP, Tyler Morales, with his golf bets coming up at TPC River Highlands, the Travelers Championship. And Brian Scalabrini joins us in about 40 minutes, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, to give us his picks tonight for the Bucks and the Hawks, game one of the Eastern Conference Final, and how he sees rest of the Western Conference Final playing out between the Phoenix Clippers and the Los Angeles Suns here on BetQL. But right now, let's bring on the aforementioned Bear. Rawr, Chris Felica. The great Chris Felica joins us here. Stanford Steve and the Bear podcast, producer ESPN College Game Day on Daily Wager on ESPN as well. Bear, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken on a Wednesday on BetQL. How you doing?
I'm just sitting here watching Cristiano Ronaldo writhe in pain after slipping down and not even being touched. It looked like he blew out his ACL with the pain that he was writhing in. And miraculously, he's off walking around again. God, he's such a diver. It's unbelievable.
Listen, I bet on Portugal, and he scored a goal in this game, so he's all good in my book, Ken.
Right, and by
the way, how did Lloris avoid a red card there? I mean, that was a straight shot to the face. I mean, you got to get the ball. I mean, that's just brutal. And he's lucky he did not get tossed. So yeah, looks like we're going to be 1-0 Portugal headed to break here.
Chris, what are you, in addition to today, obviously you're watching both matches. I know you're betting on, you know, one or both of the matches. Nick and I have a bunch of bets. We have the games on here too. So we're all kind of, we're sweating these games together. What bets do you have going, and what do you have left that you're kind of, you're sweating for the rest of the Euro tournament?
I played France on the three-way at like plus 116 or whatever the heck it was, something like that. And then I played Germany team total over 2.5, which looks like the heavens just opened up in Munich, and it's absolutely started pouring. So that's going to be tougher, I think, for Germany to score three in the second half to see if they're able to. So that's all I got right now. And then I had Germany and France to reach the final. So that's really all I'm sitting on here. But we'll see what happens. I mean, as it stands, if Hungary is able to hold Germany without a score here, defeat them, and Germany will be out as things stand right now. So we'll see what drama we got in the second half here.
Well, let's let's not even put that out into the universe because I got a bunch of Germany futures also. Like, just need them to advance. Just
yeah, I think we'll be okay. They're not going to lose.
Okay. Well, we thought that in the World Cup in the group stage a couple years ago also. And so send Yogi Lurb off to pick his nose somewhere else in the Bavarian countryside away from the German national team. Bear, we'll get to NHL. We'll get to college football in a second here. But curious, at this point, right, with these being the final state. What do we got? Germany goal?
We got a penalty coming. I think we got a penalty on Portugal. We got a kick coming here.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of a shitty call, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right. So we'll go back to there. So Bear, curious with these being the last games here of the group stages, we head into the knockout stage. Curious if like have your pre-tournament opinions changed at all? Like, do you like a team to win it now? Like, where are you at now as we head into the knockout stages? Yeah, it looks like France is about to take a penalty kick, which sucks.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I thought France was clearly the best side, but they've been, just for lack of a better word, poor, I think, so far on the tournament. And I like Germany as a sleeper, which we'll see. I still think they're going to get through here, but I think you need to move Italy up a notch with the way they've played. They haven't conceded, and now they're going to have to travel and do it outside of Rome, which is certainly a possibility. I'm saying they can, but I think the infusion that the Italians have had in forward and midfield has made them much more of an attacking presence, and you really have to like this, their chances. And I wasn't necessarily high on the Dutch heading into the tournament. I thought their defensive prowess would be
good. Play on words there, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. SAT word. But I thought they could be exposed. But I think the way you look at their draw and the way it's going to shake out here, they have a bunch of different scorers, and the way the draw breaks out, they're probably on the right side of the draw right now to potentially make a run. So I would say I am not as high on France and Germany as I was during the tournament, and much higher on both Italy and the Dutch. We are 1-1, Benzema converting the kick. 1-1 headed to break here.
Chris, every time we have you on, especially these last this last kind of month or 6 weeks, we've asked you about your New York Islanders, who have made obviously kind of a magical run in the NHL postseason. Not so much of a magical game five, but game six tonight, where they're a small dog at home, about +125 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, Lightning -145, total of five, and a huge dog to get back in the series. So your thoughts on your Islanders as we head into game six, and maybe whether they can be competitive the rest of the series.
Yeah, no, they totally can. It's a completely different series once they get back to Long Island. If you look at the eight games they have played at Nassau Coliseum, they have allowed two goals or fewer in six of the eight, including five straight games. They've allowed opponents have had two power plays or fewer in six of those eight games. Opponents have had 15 total power plays in eight games at the Coliseum. So it's a different type of game. And I think after what you saw from the Islanders, that was a shocking. It's okay. You're going to lose and you're going to have a bad game. But that was by far the worst game that I have seen them play under Barry Trotz. Just discombobulated, lost their cool. Just everything went wrong. And the good thing is, from the Islanders' standpoint, it counts as one game. And you get back tonight, you win on home ice tonight. Anything kind of happen in game seven is a little parallel to what the Caps did in 2018 when they won the Cup. They trailed 3-2 in the series of the Lightning, won game six on home ice 3-0, and then won in Tampa in game seven 4-0. So Barry Trotz has been here. He's done it before. Granted, I think with a little more offensive mind team than he has now, but I don't totally discount the Islanders' chances here in the series, nor do I discount the chances for Vegas in that series as well. I think what we saw from the Golden Knights in the third period last night bodes well for game six in Montreal tomorrow night.
All right, so Bear just gave you a lot there. Islanders tonight. I like the Islanders tonight. We'll talk about that game in the Power Hour coming up, final hour of the show.
Tampa team total under 2.5 is what I would feel most good about tonight.
Okay, we like that. Bear, why? I'll let Ken transition to college football in a second here. You better, you bet, BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Wednesday, joined by the great Bear, Chris Felica, ESPN College Game Day, Stanford Steve, and the Bear Podcast. Bear, Vegas is dead, man. Like, how does DeBoer not start Leonard last night? He starts Fleury, and I know it's not all Fleury's fault that they lose the game, but I thought that was terrible. They got absolutely housed last night by Montreal. They're going back to Montreal now. Vegas going to come back and win this series? Because I'm betting Montreal in game six, no matter who starts at goalie.
I don't have an issue with him starting Fleury. Last night, I mean, Leonard was the obvious choice to start game four, just to kind of give Fleury a mental health break after the howler and the gap in game three that put Montreal right back in the series. There's a good chance the series is over if that play doesn't happen. Not a good chance, but a chance. And it was a chance, I'd say, that Vegas was at least up 3-2. If that play doesn't happen, but I have no problem with him going back to Fleury. He's been great in the playoffs other than that, but I think you will absolutely see Robin Leonard yet tomorrow night in game six.
Bear, we have about 3 minutes left with you and would obviously love to hit some college football. I think the last time we had you on, win totals had like just kind of started to open. I mean, we may not have even had numbers for every team the last time we had you on. So it was very, very early initial thoughts. And now we're obviously kind of into the summer, starting to get a little more news coming out, a little more kind of player quotes and coach quotes coming out, the transfer portal and everything that's going on there. So kind of see your updated thoughts on some win totals. What stands out to you as valuable in the win total market?
Yeah, I liked Oregon over 9 when that came out. I think even if the Ducks lose in Columbus, are they going to lose 2 Pac-12 games to push 9-3, or are they going to lose 3 Pac-12 games to go 8-4? Maybe they get tripped up in Seattle, or maybe they get tripped up in Salt Lake. But I kind of see 10-2 as a worst case situation for Oregon. Moorhead has all of his wide receivers back. Verdello's back at running back. 4 of his 5 linemen are back. I think Anthony Brown will be fine at quarterback. And I think that adds up to a really exciting offense. But what makes Oregon different is just their ability to dominate the line of scrimmage. And on the defensive side of the ball, they got 2 other impact players, Kayvon Thibodeau and Noah Sewell. And I just think they have a better roster than anybody that they're going to play in the regular season in the Pac-12. And it would not surprise me at all to see Oregon wind up 12-1 in that kind of college football playoff race. If you're looking to the group of five, I think Old Dominion at under 3.5 is a good play. This is a team that didn't play last year. They won 1-11 in 2019. Yeah, they'll probably beat Hampton, but they're not going to win another non-conference game. Maybe DJ McAtree, UCF transfer, wins that starting quarterback job, but I don't know what type of talent is around him. If they win 4 games, I'll be surprised. Like, Conference USA is a great league, but I think they are well entrenched at the bottom of that league. So I'm under 3.5 on Old Dominion, and I'm under 1.5 on UL Monroe as well. If you want to give him the win against Jackson State and primetime Neon Deion, I guess you can, but I don't think it's a lock. But this is a team last year that had one game decided by fewer than 18 points. Who knows who the quarterback is going to be? Maybe it'll be Rich Rod's son, Rhett. It could be. The two deep is littered with freshman and sophomore. Even if help arrives in the form of the transfer portal, like, this is a full reload for Terry Bowden, who I think was a really strange hire here. I mean, he inherited a mess at Akron, got them to a ball game, but then left the program in a mess. And just a weird fix. I think UL Monroe under 1.5 is a way I would look at that kid.
Bear, you are absolutely a gem. And I have a feeling the second half of these Euro games are going to be like Patrick Ewing at the line in game number 7. It's going to be a sweat fest. Bear, we love you. On Twitter at Chris Felica. We'll talk to you soon here.